in those days, on Saturday night, everybody from the college and other places around the teenagers and the young adults would have a habit of cruising around to various roadhouses. We used to call them juke joints because they had jukeboxes in there where we would dance from. So one Saturday night, I'll never forget the date, it was January the 13th, 1951, and I went to a place in Savannah called Our House and got there about 10 o'clock that night. And after a short period of time, who comes up to see me but Joanne Landy. Seems she was there with a married couple that she knew. And the married couple were ready to go home, and Joanne just said she was not ready to go home that night. She spotted me, and she came up to me, and she says, "Mr. Fogler," and explained the situation and said, "Would you take me home tonight?" And I says, "Sure, I'll be happy to." So we sat down and started talking and got a little bit acquainted. About midnight or so, we decided it was time to go home. We started driving toward her house, and about three blocks from her house, I had a flat tire. And being a college student, just on the GI Bill of Rights, I didn't have a spare tire. And she said, "Well, you've got two choices. You can either take my father's car and then bring it back in the morning, or you can sleep on the sofa in my living room." And I said, "Well, I don't know your father. He doesn't know me. I'm not going to take his car, so I'll sleep on the sofa," which I did. So in the morning, when I woke up, I was just putting my pants on. My future father-in-law came walking by, and he saw me, and the first thing he says was, "Are you staying for breakfast?"
And I said, "That's my father."
I said, "Well, if you're willing, I'd be happy to."
He didn't even ask your name, remember?
He didn't even know my name at the time. So anyway, I stayed that night after supper, and then it just seemed that from that point on, whenever mealtime came around, I was at the Landy's house and was eating with them. It helped me quite a bit financially, by the way. But anyway, within a month, I was hopelessly in love with Joanne, and I think she had fallen in love with me, and we were scheduled to go to the Valentine's dance. But Joanne came down with the flu and wasn't able to go to the dance. So on February the 13th, it was the day before Valentine's Day, I picked up Joanne. I had got my tires fixed by that time. And I bundled her up nice and warm because it was rather cool in there for Savannah. And I drove her out to St. Bonaventure Cemetery. Those of you who are familiar with the book Midnight in the Garden of Good and Evil will remember about the little
beautiful statue
there in the cemetery. I took her out to the cemetery, spread out a blanket on the bluffs of the Savannah River there.
The first thing he asked me is, "Would you be the mother of my children?"
So that's the way I proposed. Anyway, I proposed to her there in the cemetery, and she accepted. We then became the thing in Armstrong Junior College as far as romance was concerned.